Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt. My partner Gene Paul is off today. Today we'll be talking with two actors from UAA's Department of Theater's production of Mark Medoff's Obie Award-winning play, When You Coming Back, Red Rider. And the actors are Caleb Bourgeois, who's playing the part of Teddy, and Aspen Murray, who's playing the part of Angel. Welcome to Stage Talk, Caleb and Aspen.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you on the show. Well, this is a show that premiered back in, I think, 73. It's been done many, many times over the course of the years, but hasn't been done that often, if at all, in Anchorage. So, Caleb, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this play is about?
Okay. When You Coming Back, Red Rider is, like you said, set basically at the end of the 60s is what they say in the play. I think of it as the end of an era. We're leaving the 60s and going into the 70s. It has to do with Vietnam, the social issues that were going on at that time. Essentially, the plot surrounds everyone in the diner, which is a diner in New Mexico. My character, Teddy, is a Vietnam War vet who takes this diner hostage, essentially, is holding them up. So I kind of terrorize the occupants of the diner, and it's a really high-intensity emotional play, so it's a lot of fun.
Caleb, you're smiling while you're saying that.
I don't know why I enjoy this show so much, because it's so rough.
It has everything.
It really does. It's a completely loaded show, and just a delight to work on as an actor. It's every actor's dream to be able to, you know, let it all out on stage, and we really get the opportunity to do that.
Well, it sounds like your parts, I hate to say the bad guy, but it's always more interesting to play those kind of parts, I feel, just because you have much more flexibility to explore the human condition than perhaps, say, the white hat good guy. Is
Absolutely.
That what you're finding?
Yeah, well, and for me especially, I get cast a lot as the good guy. You know, generally seen as the nice guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, and so it's really a change of pace for me to be able to play a character who has so much struggle, and the reasons why he does what he does, I feel he feels justified about. So it's been great to be able to kind of do that character work that you don't always get to do when you're doing a musical or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And Angel, or Aspen, tell us your name's backwards. Tell us about you're the waitress in the diner.
Yes.
Tell us about your character.
Well, my character, Angel, she runs the diner, essentially, and she is the main girl who's been there for the longest time. And her and her friend, Red, that she hangs out with a lot, she just kind of is the hustle and bustle of the diner, and she gets to see everything. And so she gets her demons revealed, and she learns about herself and gets to, I don't know, be really real for the first time in a long time. And Teddy brings that out in her, and everyone kind of brings that out in each other. And so that's what, I guess, really makes everyone so, I guess, intense and just full of emotion, really. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And I see it a lot in Angel, most of it. So
this is one of those plays where everything is contained in a diner, off of a beaten path diner. No one's coming by here, so you're in a kind of a cooker where all these emotions come up.
Yeah.
Is that how you describe that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Angel, she has a lot of just pent up, I guess, sadness and love and hate for herself and for some of the characters on stage. And he comes in and just completely breaks everyone down in some ways, and then they build themselves back up again and they learn about themselves. And Angel does a lot as well. So.
And you say she has a relationship with Red of the Red Rider, When You're Coming Back,
yeah.
Red Rider. Describe that a bit for us.
Well, she's a bit in love and always has been with him, and kind of vice versa. And they just don't really ever speak about it. And it's been really fun playing flirtatious without being too like, oh, I like you. It's a lot of fun. And she definitely has lots of feelings for Red, and she shows them in little ways, and definitely. She loves him. So.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a comment about Red Ryder, actually. This is an interesting show for me because Red Ryder, I mean, we hear that name in the Christmas story movie. We hear it a lot. And so the connotation, when you come in back, Red Ryder, I think a lot of people don't understand exactly what that title means. And the character, Red Ryder, we mention it a lot in the show, is, you know, he's an old Western hero of a radio show, comic books, that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm knocking on this kid for wanting to be called Red Ryder because he wants to be like these old Western heroes. So that's a really great element that we see in the show.
Well, let's get back to that in a moment here. But before we do, I want to remind everybody that this is a Stage Talk. We're talking with our guests, Kayla Bourgeois and Aspen Murray, who are actors from UAA's production of Mark Medoff's Obie Award-winning play, When You Coming Back, Red Ryder. We're just talking about the title of Red Ryder. You know, one thing about the show that's really interesting to be doing it today is that you said it takes place back in the late 60s, and you're seeing what you just mentioned, kind of a clash of cultures, the old innocence of the Red Ryder with the Vietnam vet coming back. Do you find any similarities with today? Does this play bringing those same issues to today with perhaps returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan? Do you find those sort of parallels?
I believe so. I think the situation was slightly different in Vietnam, but I do believe that we are seeing the same emotional situations with veterans who are returning now. And I definitely think there are similarities I draw to from modern day in this show. You know, I see the things from my childhood and my youth gone now. And I think that's something Teddy struggles with a lot, is what happened in between the time when I was a kid and now I am this other person that I don't even recognize anymore. And who are these people around me that I don't even know who these people are anymore. You know, I think that it's really him coming to terms with this other world that he came from and coming into this world that he doesn't recognize anymore.
Right. You know, I mentioned before that Teddy was the, quote, bad guy. And I didn't mean to imply that he was a bad person.
He's the antagonist.
He's the antagonist. But the struggle he's going through is what brings the conflict into this play, which upsets the balance of this diner and apparently brings Angel, the character, to some new understanding about her life.
Yeah.
Well, Aspen, tell us about how you have approached your role. Have you gone back to the 60s at all to look at that time period? Have you looked within yourself to find your relationships, or tell us about your approach to your role.
Well, I think that this play is, I think a big reason why I connected with it a lot was because there's a lot of stuff based in youth. I mean, I'm playing a 22-year-old. I am 22. There's a 19-year-old who's Red. Everyone's pretty young, and it's amazing how much you can go through and you're still be young. And so I think that I looked into myself a lot for it. She struggles with her weight. Angel gets terrorized for that a lot. And I grew up like that a little bit, like not being super, super skinny. And so I got it. I understood what it meant to be to be confident, but also have like a little bit of self-hate. But I think everyone does. And so I pulled from myself and I pulled from lots of about my mother's stuff back in the past, and she said that something like that hit home for her as a woman. And so I just pulled from lots of women in my life and myself, and just lots of direction from our director, of course, David, who's amazing, and really he can help you get into it. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and David, with this rehearsal process, it's been really great.
It's amazing.
Different than any other show I've ever worked on, because we really just jumped into it, got straight off book, and then ran the show over and over and over again, which I don't feel that actors always get the luxury to be able to do. Especially
one week, we were off with lines, and we got to work.
Yeah, it was really just a wonderful process, and it's been really a delight working with everyone.
I should mention this is David Edgecombe, who's the director of the show. We've known very well in the Anchorage community. Mm-hmm. I know you're set. Your play's being done in the Jerry Harbor Studio Theater, so it's not like the main stage where you had this, I guess, a separation between the actors and the audience. The audience is right there in with you. You mentioned having been off book early. How soon were you on set, and how has that affected your performance?
You want to go?
Well,
this one?
The set is awesome. Mm-hmm. They did such a great job with us. I didn't realize how big the space was until they put all of the diner in there. And it's such an intimate setting. Mm-hmm. There's, I don't know, 77 seats in there. And you get right up with everything. And so it's all like, I feel like it's eye level. It's mm-hmm. It draws you in. You're on the edge of your seat. But the set was up quick.
It was
amazing. Dan, he built things and brought, you know, tables in, and we have a complete back cooking area, and we've got, you know,
it looks like a real diner.
And
it really does.
It helps. And
I've seen photographs of this set, and it looks like you could pour yourself a malt and
a lot of work on it. Yeah.
You might sell some things during intermission to the audience.
Well, I mean, like you were saying, the audience is right there. They're right on top of you. I mean, their knees are basically touching you as you're walking by the edges there. And that intimate space really serves this show. And I think it's really going to be wonderful.
I think David was smart in getting us off book so quickly because it is so intimate. Yeah. We needed to start working with the space. And so 1 week, and then that was it. And everyone did amazing. We mm-hmm. got
that's,
it.
That's pretty amazing to be off book within 1 week. And
especially Teddy. He has so many lines.
Yeah. And there's some, from the photographs, it looks like there might be some combat involved in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Tons.
How has that been to work in that space and with your fellow actors?
Oh, just great. A lot of the violence, unfortunately, Angel doesn't get to do a lot of
violence.
But we've been working with Max Aronson and Justin Stewart, who's also our stage manager, on a lot of our violence. And it's been just great. We've had a lot of fun and improvised and done new things. And it looks real to me. It feels real, so that's good. It's been really fun to work on all that violence. And we have a gun on stage that I don't know. Maybe it will fire. Maybe it won't.
A few surprises in for the audience to come see the show. Well, this sounds like a very exciting show. I'm so glad to see this show coming back into the repertory of theater in the area. It's a wonderful show written back in 1973 or 74, I believe. Mm-hmm. Mark Medoff's Obie Award-winning play, Winnie Coming Back, Red Rider, being presented by UAA Department of Theater and Dance. Our guests today have been Kayla Bourgeois, who's playing the part of Teddy, and Aspen Murray, who's playing the part of Angel. Thanks so much for being on our show.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to our community calendar on alaskapublic.org. The Storytellers Guild of Anchorage will be presenting The Liars Club at Anchorage Community Theater Sunday night at 7 p.m. For information, call the theater at 868-4913. Alaska Pacific University Student Theater will put on the farce mystery play Don't Mention My Name by Fred Carmichael this weekend at Grant Hall. Performances are at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, with a matinee at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River presents Sherlock Holmes and the Spinsters of Blackmead, running through April the 13th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to alaskafinearts.org. Anchorage Community Theater is now accepting applications for the job of executive director. The application period closes April the 16th. For details, contact Bill Cotton at 440-1392. Next Monday, on April the 8th, Cyrano's will be celebrating the life of founder Jerry Harper and showing old films of him acting. Jerry was instrumental in building theater in Anchorage. The time is 6 p.m. and the place is at Cyrano's. At Out North Theater, you can see Arthur M. Jolly's play A Gulag Mouse, running through April the 7th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets, go to outnorth.org. At Cyrano's, you can see Sarah Rule's play Dead Man's Cell Phone, a comedy which runs through April the 21st. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Anchorage Opera's production of Pirates of Penzance will be shown this weekend, with performances Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4 at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center downtown. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. And finally, UAA Theater presents Mark Medoff's Obie Award-winning drama, When You Coming Back, Red Rider, opening tonight and running through April 22nd in the Jerry Harper Theater on the campus of UAA in the Fine Arts Building. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.